the internet, the web, as we know it, the kind of web things that we're all talking about, is only less than 5,000 days old. Okay? So all the things that we've seen come about, starting, say, with satellite images of the whole Earth, which we couldn't even imagine happening before, all these things rolling into our lives, this abundance of things that are right before us, sitting in front of our laptop or our desktop, this kind of cornucopia stuff just coming on, never ending, is amazing. And we're not amazed. It's really amazing that all this stuff is here. Okay? It's in 5,000 days, all this stuff has come. And I know that 10 years ago, if I had told you that this was all coming, you would have said that that's impossible. That simply, there's no economic model that would be possible. And if I told you it was all coming for free, you would say this is simply, you're dreaming, you're a Californian utopian, you're a wild-eyed optimist, and yet it's here. The other thing that we know about it was that 10 years ago, as I looked at what even Wired was talking about, we thought it was going to be TV but better. That was the model. That was what everybody was suggesting was going to be coming. And it turns out that that's not what it was. First of all, it was impossible, and it's not what it was. And so one of the things that I think we're learning, if you think about like Wikipedia, it's something that was simply impossible. It's impossible in theory, but possible in practice. And if you take all these things that are impossible, I think one of the things that we're learning from this era, from this last decade, is that we have to get good at believing in the impossible because we're unprepared for it. So I'm curious about what's going to happen in the next 5,000 days. If that's happened in the last 5,000 days, what's going to happen in the next 5,000 days? So I have a kind of a simple story, and it suggests that what we want to think about is this thing that we're making, this thing that's happened in 5,000 days, that's all these computers, all these handhelds, all these cell phones, all these laptops, all the servers. Basically, what we're getting out of all these connections is we're getting one machine. There is only one machine. And our little handhelds and devices are actually just little windows into those machines, but that we're basically constructing a single global machine.